All right, Eagles fans, we spent the majority of this weekend talking about the Eagles draft. Well, today we're going to take a look at the NFC East. We're going to look around the division. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by Greg Cosell from NFL Films. Greg, let's start with the New York Giants.
Yeah.
10th overall pick. They get Eli Apple, the corner from Ohio State. But then in the second round, they come back. They get a slot receiver in Sterling Shepard from Oklahoma, a player I know you like a lot.
I really do. And it's funny you mentioned the slot. 69% of his snaps at Oklahoma this past year were in the slot. The question with him is, can he line up outside? I think with more work and experience, he can at times line up on the outside, even though he does not have prototypical size. But he could roll out of bed tomorrow and be a slot receiver in the NFL.
You and I were watching the fourth round of the draft, and the name that really stood out to you, really got a reaction out of you, Clemson linebacker B.J. Goodson was added to this team in the fourth round.
You know, he's a player on that Clemson defense. A lot of players on that Clemson defense. No one talked about Goodson. But Goodson, to me, is your prototypical middle linebacker in a 4-3. He was really good playing downhill, had a real good feel for working through the traffic, and he delivered a blow. He jarred offensive linemen at times. I think that's a really good pick by the Giants.
A lot of interesting players in that backfield, and they add UCLA running back Paul Perkins, a junior, really excels at making the first defender miss. What have you seen from Perkins?
A lot of juice. Not long speed, but really quick laterally. You hit it right on the head. He can make defenders miss. He has receiving ability. He's an interesting pick in a backfield. Look, they had Vereen. Didn't quite work out, I think, the way they wanted it to work out last year. Besides him, they don't really have any juice in that backfield. Paul Perkins gives you that.
Well, the Giants waited until day three to add a back. Cowboys wasted no time. Number four pick, Ohio State, Ezekiel Elliott. Tell us how Ezekiel Elliott's going to fit into that Dallas offense.
Yeah, and again, they've got a really good O-line. Elliott's going to be their starting back. He's really good in pass protection. He'll stay on the field. But that offense now is going to run through Ezekiel Elliott. They'll look to create what they had in 2014 when DeMarco Murray had 390 carries in the regular season. I think that's what you'll see from the Dallas offense.
Round two, they take Notre Dame linebacker Jalen Smith. We all know how talented of a player he is. Round three, though, you were really, really intrigued by Nebraska's Malik Collins.
Really intrigued. Very explosive athlete. He's probably a three technique in a base defense, but when you watch Nebraska, he moved around. Sometimes he lined up at DN, and right now the Cowboys, with some suspensions, need some edge pass rush. Now, it's a 4-3. It's not a 3-4, so it's not a case where Rod Marinelli has people standing up and moving around, but it wouldn't surprise me early in the season if Collins can acclimate quickly to see him outside rushing the quarterback.
Yeah, and staying in the Big Ten, another player that really impressed you during your tape study was cornerback Anthony Brown from Purdue.
Yeah, I really like, he gave up a lot of plays, but I was looking at the traits. And, you know, sometimes when I see big plays being given up by a corner, I try to figure out why. He wasn't getting beaten badly, but he's got really piston-like feet, really quick feet. I think he's one of those corners that can play both man and zone, which the Cowboys do. And I think he's kind of a sleeper player for the Cowboys, Anthony Brown out of Purdue.
All right, let's round it out with the Washington Redskins. And, Greg, a lot of people have focused on the defensive line, the front seven for Washington for round one. They flipped the script. They had DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, all going into contract years, turning 30 this year. They had Josh Doctson out of TCU.
Yeah, and I love Josh Doctson. I mean, it didn't work out that way in the draft, but to me, Treadwell and Doctson were sort of 1-1A, however you want to deal with it. Doctson, really, he's got an explosiveness to him. He's got powerful hands. He was unmatched, in my view, in this draft class as a receiver in going up and getting the ball, snatching the ball. And I think that's a really good pick by the Redskins.
Some people thought this guy was a safety, others a linebacker. It looks like Washington is going to list Tua Cravens out of USC as a linebacker to start this career.
Yeah, and it's funny because the other guy we want to talk about as well is Steven Daniels, who they drafted later, the sixth round, I believe.
Yes.
It wouldn't surprise me down the road in their 3-4 defense to see Daniels being the strong side inside linebacker and Cravens being the weak side inside linebacker in a 3-4. Much like when Lawrence Timmons came into the Pittsburgh Steelers, he only weighed about 228 pounds, and he played their weak side inside linebacker position because that position demands speed, quickness, movement, and Cravens has that. And I think they'll pair him down the road with Daniels. Daniels will probably need a little time, but he's another guy that can play inside. He's kind of a grinder, a mauler. That's the kind of player he is. I think they have maybe, and again, we know not everybody makes it, but they may have found their inside linebacker combination down the road in their 3-4.
That's something the Eagles may have to face twice a year moving forward. For Greg Cosell, I'm Fran Duffy. Stay tuned for more reaction to the 2016 NFL Draft right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.